Welcome back. Episode six.
Yeah, episode six.
Yes. Yeah, we're cooking. We're back with another absolute banger. So strap in. Put your seatbelts on if you're driving.
Grab your snacks.
Put your helmet on.
If you're driving? Like, oh, yeah. Podcast.
Huh? Yeah, come on.
They're not texting and driving.
No, heck no. If you're texting and driving, just, you know, don't do that.
Grab your snacks. Grab your drinks.
I was eating some pretzels before this. You know they're good snacks.
Yeah. Also, so, let's begin.
Oh, COVID.
Oh. Yeah, I'm joking. That was an inside joke. We probably shouldn't drop inside jokes when it's just me and you that would get it.
That's all right. You know, like, maybe they can feel invited. Yeah. They can kind of chuckle about it, too. You guys can start inside jokes with us.
You know, yeah.
Hit us with that engagement.
The engagement in the comments has been insane recently.
Yeah, we can't even keep up, honestly. Like, sorry if you're sliding in our DMs or, like, commenting on stuff. We try and reach out to everybody, but it's like... Damn.
Shout out to Ben Patzer, who said he likes the new setup in the last YouTube video.
Put some comments if you think we could improve it at all, too, you know?
Yeah, shout out to you. We did make an improvement today.
Yeah.
Do you hear something? Or
listen to this. Ah.
Nothing.
That was nice.
That was nothing. We've had a couple complaints, would you call them?
Sure.
About... someone possibly peeing constantly over the course of the podcast.
When you urinate for 30 minutes. Gets out of hand. Wow. Well, we took him to the doctor, all right?
Yep.
They have IBS, but it's not a big deal.
So, yeah, we unplugged the fish tank. So you're not going to hear the fish tank anymore.
Yeah. Sorry to our snail, French Fry.
He's
just living in a little spot, you know? A little 30-minute... He gets some calm water for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope he doesn't die from like oxygen.
No, he's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
I was worried about that. We were worried about that. But I think, as you can tell, we went through with it and risked his oxygen levels anyways.
For you.
For you.
We're putting our snail's life on the line.
Yep.
For this podcast.
Yep. So we're back. What's today's date? The 11th?
Yeah, probably.
The 11th. I think some quick announcements. Not even an announcement. I just want to say that I am excited to start this project on the new music.
Oh, yeah. 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 Actually, I've been floating some ideas in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to some stuff. I got some ideas.
Yeah.
Things will be stewing soon, I would assume.
And we're not gonna overhype this up so it doesn't have like this overwhelming or underwhelming finish at the end.
Yeah.
Pause. But you know, I think we have a lot of ideas and ways, and I'm gonna say this without saying it, but I think this album's gonna be a banger.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an experience. I'm feeling confident in our skill set and our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm excited to kind of get that going and get that rolling. 2021.
Yeah.
Album number two. Possibly the last.
Possibly.
Unless you guys want to change that.
You have the power.
Yeah. So this past week and a half, I guess, was not hectic until I decided to drive over here today.
Goodness.
Ran into 47 cops.
You like ran into them. Like hit and run.
Almost. Like... it was an experience to get here today, and it was the most action-packed drive I've had in the past week and a half was coming to record this podcast episode.
Wow. Fucking Tom Cruise right here.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into details, but let's just say I was almost a wanted man.
We're going to see you on Cops.
Because I was...
That's Roy.
No, it wasn't anything crazy. There was just a lot of people didn't know how to drive today. There was a lot of crashes. And the cops were all out today.
It's because it's Valentine's Day coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Well, that sounded like an oh, like you didn't remember. It's Sunday, Troy. Just put it out there for, like, you know, you or Gabby or whatever.
So is this a Valentine's podcast?
No, it's next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. So it'll be a follow-up Valentine's
Day. Yeah, we'll, like, talk about what we did, which currently I have no plans.
Oh, that good start. We're off to a good start.
You know, I date a busy girl, so she's got work to do.
We do have plans. that she took initiative on creating. So, like, okay. Does that count as like me making plans?
Sure. Like, you agreed to the plans. That's big.
Yeah.
What do you like going to the zoo?
That is not a Valentine's Day date. Okay. And if that is...
I beg to differ, but that's fine.
Okay. No, not going to the zoo.
Not a zoo kind of guy.
I'm going to a place called the Mona Lisa.
Oh. Is it Italian food?
It's like the melting pot. So what do they do
there? Like fondue?
Yeah, it's fondue. Fondue.
Wow, is it good?
We went there last Valentine's Day. Oh, so how we really romantic. Showed, yeah, the switch up our new... trying new things. We really did it and outdid ourselves this year by going to the same place.
Wow.
But yeah, it's cool. It's down in Manitou, so it's local.
Oh yeah, that's pretty
good. But it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
The place that it's in is like this old Manitou house. So like when you walk in, it feels like you're just
invading someone's home.
Yeah. And they set you up on a table and you're like, this is someone's bedroom, I think. Or was. It's cool. Good vibes.
Wow, okay.
So I went back to the chin strap.
Yeah.
I did. Yep. Shaved the mustache. Usually I've been letting it go or been full shaven, but this is a classic, sophomore year Troy look with the straight chin strap, which is something that I just want to throw out that I pull it off. I think I'm one of the only people that can pull off the chin strap.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not to gas myself up, but... I haven't seen a lot of people rock chin straps.
Mm-mm, no, it's really a unique style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect it.
Thank you. And I bring that up because I think it's safe to bring up now. I think we should bring up your old hairstyle.
Oh, my goodness.
That I think many viewers probably didn't know about back in when we met. And through...
A while.
Yeah.
Hot minute.
Actually, I think we dropped... the first album, and you got your haircut like a week before we dropped our very first album last year.
I think so, because we were making beats. There's videos of me with long hair.
Yeah.
The longest hair, which is on the way back if you're paying attention. It's not long yet, but compared to the buzz cut, it was.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
Yep. Full effect. And for those of you who don't know, I think we should insert a picture.
Yeah.
Insert.
Picture of me.
Yeah. You're going to see some old school Ben of what I knew before D.I.D., before you guys knew him.
Yeah.
You guys don't know what he was.
You don't know me when I had the Lexus.
You don't know the beast that he was. And I only bring up the chin strap and I bring up your hairstyle because I think that you're one of the only guys who could bring that up or that can pull that off.
The long hair?
The long.
Wow. Long hair?
Long, long hair.
Yeah. I did get that a lot.
Yeah.
It's on the way back, you know. Supporting my girlfriend.
Full?
Yeah. I plan on just like getting it ridiculous again, yeah.
So you guys will see.
Full flow. Stick around.
Yeah.
Things will get hectic.
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say I'm about to spend a lot of money on shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah. It's a lot different from the buzz cut, huh?
Oh yeah. It was nice. I just wake up and I'm like, cool, I'm ready for the day.
Yeah, I used to have the buzz cut with the lineup in like middle school and younger years of high school, and it was so nice, like not worrying about hair at all.
Oh yeah, I can wear a hat all day and then go to work and just take it off. And
yeah, waking up, but we're all about style.
We are. We're clean. I got my cityscape, fucking sweater on. It looks like a city.
There you go. There you go.
It's pretty vintage for sport.
Mismatched socks.
Christmas sharks.
Yep, there you go.
Some cuffed black jeans.
The classic Ben hat.
Yeah.
So that's seen some miles.
It really has, yeah.
Yeah.
I broke out the running hat today and I was like, whoa. I couldn't even put it on. I was like,
yeah.
It's too much.
I have my gaming Colorado Frost jersey.
Hard.
Yep, has Metro on the back on my name tag. Got the DID sweats.
Wow.
Yep, this is album number one sweats. I got some matching Adidas's.
Yeah, Adidas.
Yeah, you know, we're all about fits here. Come to the YouTube channel if you want to see fits. Check in every podcast.
Oh, yeah, always something different.
Yeah, we switch it up. So for the skater community that has been diving into this, when are we going to start bringing guests on, including...
But not limited to...
Jerry Dickerson. When was our time frame? I know we had someone before him that we wanted to bring on.
Mm, mm-hmm. You know, not really sure. I think we'll just like play by ear, see what happens. A lot of it will be like dependent on situations.
Right.
That piece went together, actually. No dates. No dates. I say no dates.
No dates. Okay, no dates.
Mm-mm. But
guests are in the future.
For sure.
Yep. And we're trying to keep this where, like, I know it's going to be very exciting when we start bringing guests on.
All right, it's going to get crazy.
It is going to get crazy.
It's so fun.
I don't want to fall down the podcast lane where we just become
just guests. We're hosting people all the time.
Yeah, just hosts. Then we become podcast hosts rather than
us. Oh, the podcast.
Because we're selfish over here at DID, as you should be too. You got to watch your back because no one else is going to do it.
Taking notes?
Yeah, take notes.
I'm apparently carrying a lethal weapon on me at the moment. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Explain. Don't say that without an explanation.
We'll just live with that forever. I'll be applying for a job when I'm like 45. Well, this podcast, you said you had a lethal weapon on you.
This was leading towards this event that is going to happen.
Right. No explanation.
No, explain it. That is a bad cliffhanger.
According to Troy, okay, I haven't done my own independent research, but apparently butterfly knives are a lethal weapon. According to cops, if it's in your car, which I'd assume is also like on your person. But
yeah, so I found this out through my investigating on watching A&E's cops show on YouTube every night before I go to bed. And
canceled.
Some dude had a butterfly knife and it counts as a dangerous weapon or whatever they call it. So the guy, they asked him, do you have any weapons in the car? And he said no.
Walking him into it.
And because he doesn't have no guns or anything.
Right. Yeah, that's what people always jump to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they found his butterfly knife.
It's just like what a little like, ooh.
Yeah, it was.
A 4-inch blade.
And they said, so you did have a deadly weapon on you and you didn't inform us. And he was like, what was my deadly weapon? It was the butterfly knife. And yeah, so that's the thing.
Wow.
And with further research, you can't find butterfly knives on Amazon. You can't buy a legit butterfly knife.
I think it's because they're illegal in some states.
Right.
Not like they don't want to like have that available and then have to restrict taking by them.
That could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That has to be it.
Same with like those other spring-loaded knives, whatever the heck those are called.
Ballistic knives? That was a shot to Call of Duty. I just threw that one out there.
No, there's like a certain switchblades.
Oh, switchblades.
Because you can like even spring action or even like the leather action. Like those are also illegal in some states.
You know what ballistic knives are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've played COD.
Okay. Speaking of COD, I mean, I am wearing the jersey.
Yeah. What do you got?
You were a competitive Call of Duty player yourself.
Little known fact. I'm a COD.
You're a gamer, actually. Would you say?
I would say so, yeah, actually. I won't even deny it. I enjoy playing a good game.
Yeah, without going into... This is not going to be a podcast of my Call of Duty history, but I feel like it's necessary to bring some of this up. I've played a lot of competitive Call of Duty. Without going down the timeline, I've done a lot of events and stuff and played for a long time. Well, we have a esports team at my college, his old college, and actually there's a college Call of Duty league that I convinced Ben last year to join, and this is a legit thing. This is going to be a weird topic.
Yeah, you know, I've never played games before that.
Yeah.
I played some games.
Did you have fun in it or what?
It was dumb fun. Yeah, actually, I thoroughly enjoyed it. That's why I still play COD now. Like, I definitely like wouldn't have joined, hadn't played COD. Played COD a whole heck of a lot, and then if I didn't like it, I feel like I would have never played again in my life. But I was like, oh, cool word, gotta get that.
Remember when you bought that PS4
from that sketchy ass dude at Come and Go?
Yeah.
God damn it.
How did that even go? Where'd you find him again?
It was like Facebook Marketplace or like Craigslist or something. It was like a decent deal though. Like I came out the winner on here though. He gave me like a, like a, I don't know, how many feet you think that is? Like 10 feet, 10 feet 15
yeah.
feet?
Yeah.
He gave me like a 15-foot Xbox controller cable and like the PlayStation, like two controllers, and it didn't work. And so I took it apart and I fixed it. It was just a hard drive that was like semi-corrupt. And so I sold it for the same price I bought it for.
How much was it?
Like $200 or something, or like $150. You sold
your broke PS4 for $200. Yeah.
Well, like you're in a parking lot, you can't test it.
Yeah.
And so I sold it for the same price I got it for, except I kept a controller and that cable, which has been like a godsend, because I can sit in my couch and plug it into my TV like half a mile away. But yeah, then I bought another one for the same price I sold and bought the last one for that worked. So it all worked out.
Yeah.
And I'm a professional at taking apart PS4s. I fixed my girlfriend's PS4.
You have like a side hustle that you can make a business out of.
I just fix a lot of things and sell them.
That brings up Facebook Marketplace.
It does. Man, if you guys need money quick, Facebook Marketplace.
Tip number one, DID, how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
We said we weren't going to share too many secrets, but I think it's safe to share with them. This seems
like pretty well known. Yeah. It's got to hustle. Know your niche. Like, everyone knows a lot about one thing, you know, like whether it's shoes or cameras or like, you know, records, clothing, old pots, you know, whatever.
Us doing a podcast.
Yeah, for real.
We know our niche.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Pay attention to that. Pick them up cheap at like flea markets, garage sales, the thrift, and flip them quick, clean them up nice, and take good pictures. That's big. Make it look nice and people pay a pretty penny for it.
Boom. Money.
Done.
Facebook Marketplace. That's tip number one. A little side tip onto that. I joined this dollar auction thing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I won a grill over the quarantine for $2.50.
Damn.
Straight Weber grill. Went over, picked up this grill, brought it back. $2.50. Do you know how awkward it was handing the dude $2 bills and two quarters? I didn't even hand him two quarters. I was so ashamed. I just gave him $3 instead.
Wow. What a kind man.
Yeah. Okay, I just spared him the 50. Flipped it for 40, and it went quick on Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's good money. It's quick money.
Facebook Marketplace, DID. We're all about wealth here. So, group wealth. You guys being rich is going to make us rich.
Oh,
us
yeah.
being rich is going to make you guys rich.
In this together.
Yep. That's how we do this.
That's how we be.
Yeah, so... Other than, like, weekly updates on what happened, I, obviously, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Came from that movie class or that cinema class. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about today? It gets me happy.
What was it called? It was called, what was the movie? Like, Sunset Boulevard or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. It's interesting stuff. I don't want to become like a movie podcast here and keep talking about it, but, you know, I don't know if I can get into the film business like I thought I could.
Really?
It is.
It's something else. There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. You probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah, I do. I'm a movie guy.
Yeah.
I got my degree to write film scores, so.
Really? That's what we were talking about today.
Really?
Yeah, he said, we were talking about, he was like, is anyone interested in writing film scores in the future?
Why did he mention that?
Okay, well, he's a producer. He produced a couple B-movies. And
oh, that's right.
He just was giving tips and tricks on if you wanted to. Maybe dang, you should hit him up.
Yeah, I was like, dang, what?
Yeah.
We'll talk. We'll talk after this.
Yep. Did you see the Godzilla? What a transition. We just
all over.
We're quick here. We give you a podcast in 30 minutes. We're not here. I know initially it was like,
yeah, one thing, one deal
dragged out, but we're here to cover you. We're like the news.
Yes,
we got to come up with like some news intro
headlines at the bottom.
Yeah, did you see the new Godzilla
Kong trailer?
Yeah,
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Won't spoil too much of that then.
I'm a huge Godzilla fan, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. That's crazy that you haven't seen the trailer.
I know. Like, part of me, I just, like, don't like watching trailers that much with movies that I'm excited to see. Because, like, I'm afraid... Modern trailers show so much. It's, like,
three minutes,
whole movie. I'm like, dang, I just watched, like, the rising action, the climax, and the resolution all in 2 seconds.
The whole plot.
Yeah. It was like, boop.
Yep.
So, like...
They really do that. Is your neighbor okay?
So
filling in the viewers, my dog's my neighbor's dog just knocked some shit down. So keep it on the DL.
And she's not happy. She's
very upset.
And we heard that.
We did. This breaking news.
See, we're switching topics. But movie trailers, dude, every single modern movie trailer is
bomb coming in. Bomb.
Dude, like, I'll watch a trailer, and when I watch the movie, I'm like, this scene hasn't happened yet from the trailer.
And you're like waiting for it.
Yeah, like, oh, this is going to be the climax part, right? Where he gets that punch off or whatever. Right. Yeah. So I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I should probably stop. I just love trailers.
I'll watch trailers for like most movies, especially if I'm trying to find a movie to watch. Or like, but it's like movies that I like really want to see. Yeah. I like won't watch a trailer for, because I already like know I'm gonna go see it, so there's no point.
Right.
And like hyping myself up more. Like, I feel like Godzilla, and I did that with like Tenet, which I ended up having seen.
You haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
I haven't either. Yeah. I want to see it so bad. Christopher Nolan.
Put in the comments if you want us to do a movie review podcast.
Movie review.
We'll watch a movie and spit our thoughts right after.
Yeah, or either that or YouTube video or live reaction. We don't show it, but it's our...
Oh, okay.
This is 2 hours of us like...
Yeah, we have the timestamps of every critical... No, people do that.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
No, we're not doing that. We could. I feel like we would be good at it.
It would be fun. I feel like we shouldn't watch serious movies and do that, though.
Right. Not blockbusters.
No, it was like some weird B-movie, My Killer Sofa, Attack of the Squid Man stuff.
Yeah.
Couple and beers in.
Before we do that, we got to figure out what our niche is, if they're even interested in that stuff.
We'll review your skate parts. How's that?
Yeah, there we go.
That would actually be so fun.
We do have a lot of... I was looking through our followers on did.productions on Instagram.
Check us out.
And we do have a lot of skaters in here now because of Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, like, I skated for a hot minute. I also film and do a lot of production stuff. So, like, man, ripping some people's skate parts apart would be so funny.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time.
It'd be a good time.
Sickest part.
So you guys need to get more involved, because we could work with some good stuff.
Yeah, then you're sending us your part. We're watching it, and then everyone who watches us is now watching your part.
Help us help you. See how this community thing works at DID. And with that, like, we got some what did you say? I mean, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Relax.
But you know, we're your typical entrepreneur 20-year-old who's going to be releasing some casual streetwear, you know, whatever 23-year-old entrepreneur does.
For real.
Wants to start their own clothing brand and just drop streetwear with images printed on t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Why not?
But Mr. Skating Community, and not because, you know, we failed to mention, you know, we have young Tej.
Mm.
And I think... But anyways, let's not go down too many rabbit holes. I think we're like in a...
We're in a big bubble right here. Yeah.
But I think, you know, we got some streetwear coming.
We got some things on the way.
On the way, on the way.
Oh, yeah.
We do got to get to work.
We do.
Well,
We're getting close to our allotted time for
today. I think we should wrap this week up. Let us know. We keep saying, let us know about this. Let us know about that. We always get, you know, like we said, great interactions. But if you made it through here, we really do need... Do you guys like the shorter, quick, concise podcast where we, you know, we try to talk about quick catch-ups, just like we did today? I know today we were all over the place. That's because, you know, a lot hasn't happened. Like, there wasn't a lot of big topics that we could run with. Mm. Or would you rather them longer? I know we moved them to shorter, thinking like quicker for the people, for you guys to just listen on your way to work or school. Or would you want like some longer stuff? Because we can talk.
Oh, yeah. We may have to do like 2-3 hour long runs. Just chatting.
We can talk. I was going to bring this up. I saw this from another fellow podcast. They did it last night, and I tuned in, called Shout Out the Future Breakup.
Oh.
They did, so they have their podcast releasing, and then once a week they'll meet for a little short 20-30 minute live Instagram little
chat. Just go live and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never gone live.
Yeah, so we could like, you know, work on bringing a variety of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
As a brand, I guess, as DID Productions. Just we'll test out some things. Yeah. We'll see what you guys like, as we always do. I mean, we're so good at it. I mean,
we run the game.
We do. We do. Mm. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. See you guys next week.
See you next week.